Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
God, praise God. Hallelujah. This is getting ready time if you don't have your house in order. Hallelujah. Don't wait too late. Don't wait too late when he comes back and get his children and you come up missing. Praise God. So get ready. Let us get ready. Let us get ready in praise and prayer and praying for one another and loving one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just get ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to the program coming to you tonight. Praise God. We are in countries such as the U.S., South Korea, Germany, Romania, and Japan. Praise God. And God is doing great things in his people. And we come tonight to worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's get ready, church. Hallelujah. And be on the battlefield for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So good to see all of you all on tonight. God bless you. Praise God. Stay ready for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he loves you more than I do. But I want to let you know I love you too. Praise God. So let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father, yes, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you never give up on us, God. You are always, oh God, while we're getting ready, you're always ready, oh God, to accept us into your loving arms, your loving care. God, thank you. Thank you for everyone, God. Lord, bless them, God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Everyone that listened to this program afterward, God, in other countries, God. Oh, God, let your blessings flow in and throughout them, oh, God. Provide, oh, God, for everything that they need, oh, God. Hallelujah. Remove any dead thing, oh, God, that shouldn't be, God. Oh, Father, strengthen everyone according to your will, oh, God, and lead and guide us in the way that you would have us to go, God. Hallelujah. God, we are thanking you for everything that you do, God. All that you do is good, God. Oh, God, everything that comes from you is just good. And we thank you for that, God. Thank you, Lord God, that our homes, oh God, is our house of prayer. Thank you, Father God, that our eyes is up on you. Oh God, our heart is towards you. Oh God, so remove every dead callous that's there, God. Oh, that we may celebrate you continuously and daily, God. Oh, God, this is a daily warfare, God, but we pulling down every prince power of the air. Hallelujah. Anything that tries to keep us, oh, God, from drawing, oh, close to you, Lord God. We want to be closer to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Because in you, God, oh, Father God, there is safety, there is peace. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, oh, Father. What else can we say? But thank you. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. You the one. You are the one. Man can keep us like you can. Touch our children. Keep them from all drugs, prison walls. Oh, God, as we go through pains and hurts, we pray for healing and salvation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God again. Praise God. And while I am praying, praise God. Oh, y'all, don't forget the elderly, because I have two elderly people next to me. And really, I hate to see them in the house by themselves, but they let them stay in their house so they'll be in peace to themselves. Praise God, husband and wife. Just keep our elderly people in prayer. And I think I see Sister Felicia. You going to be our prayer warrior tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. God bless you. Is there any prayer request tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. I see one hand. Praise God. Two hands. Okay, go ahead, Sister Shelley. Mr. Sharon?
Okay. How y'all doing this tonight? If God bless each and every one of y'all. I'd like to put a friend of mine whose name is Michelle on the altar. She has COVID. And I'd like to put another friend of mine, Miss Pearlie Jane, and Joyce and her family. And just continue on praying for the Mims family. Matter of fact, Vivian, I have Brenda on the line also. She's on mute.
Oh, praise God. Bless you, Brenda.
I thank y'all for the prayer.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda. Would you like to say a word at this time?
Well, I need prayer for my health and my strength from day to day. And that he give me strength and that he give me the strength to I need prayer for my health and my strength. And my, like my sister said, for all the bereaved family, for all the bereaved families. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What was your name again, please?
Brenda.
The one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Minister Gwen. Go forth.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian and all the saints on the line, Minister Felicia. Just want to thank God for another day. It's been a beautiful Sunday, a beautiful service once again, and I thank the Lord for the beautiful fellowship Jakal and I had with people of God after church. And just want to continue to ask prayers for all families. There's hurting people in every family. And we just need prayers to help to bring about the healing in the hearts of all of our family members, as well as any help issues they may have. Thank you.
And we also want to keep Minister Janice prayers and her family as they are going through the mourning process. Praise God. Anyone else? All right. You may go forth, Minister Keys.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Good morning. Good evening, Jesus, and good evening each and every one of you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Dear Lord, we're coming to you, Lord, this evening, dear Lord, saying thank you. Thank you that things are as well as they are for each and every one of us, dear Lord. Father God, I ask that you forgive me of anything that I may have done that is unpleasing to you, Lord. Please hear our prayer requests. Please hear our cries out to you, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you have done, dear Lord. Father God, Minister Sharon is coming to you, Lord. She's praying for her friends. Michelle, Lord, she's dealing with COVID, Lord. She's dealing with Prayer Lee Jane. Dear Lord, she's going through something. Joyce and family, dear Lord. The Mills family, dear Lord. Father God, she's lifting them up, asking you to be with them, Lord, to deliver them from whatever situation they're going in, healing for their bodies, dear Lord. She's thanking you, Lord, for doing it, dear Lord. Father God, Sister Brenda is coming to you. Mother Brenda is coming to you, dear Lord. She's lifting up her health, Lord. Father God, touch her body, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Heal as only you can heal. Lord, touch her, Lord. Give her the strength that she needs to go through each and every day, Lord. Father God, she's praying that you give her the strength to deal with anything that she's going through, Lord. All the families that are in bereavement, she's lifting them up to you, Lord. Be with them. Comfort them, dear Lord. Father God, be their strength, dear Lord. We're thanking you for everything Mother Brenda's bringing to the line. Minister Gwen Vernado is coming to you this evening, dear Lord. Father God, she's lifting up all families that are hurting, Lord, with different type of hurts, Lord, whatever they are, she's lifting up each and every one to you, dear Lord. Father God, she's asking for healing in the hearts of people, in the hearts of family members, Lord. Forgiveness, Lord. She's asking that you will just touch them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Make them whole. Restore. back to the way they were, dear Lord. Father God, she's thanking you, Lord, thanking you for how you're touching them. Lord, any that have ailments in their body, Lord, she asks that you just touch them with your healing hands, Lord, because we know one touch from you is all it will take, dear Lord. And she's thanking you, Lord, thanking you for a wonderful day, thanking you for a great fellowship she had on today. Just thanking you, Lord. We thank you for her, dear Lord. Father God, we're continuing to pray for Minister Janice and her family, Lord, as they go through their bereavement, dear Lord. Father God, be with them, Lord. Hold them up, Lord. Father God, wrap your loving arms around them. Rock them in your arms, dear Lord. Just comfort them, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing for them and all those that are in bereavement. We're lifting the Currys up to you, dear Lord, the Curry family as they lost Rachel Curry, dear Lord. They didn't lose her, Lord. She's been promoted. She's now having everlasting life, dear Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. Give her family the strength, Lord, that they need to deal with the situation that has occurred, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're praying for those, the residents in the nursing homes, dear Lord, that you would send someone to give them a smile, to read the Bible to them, to let them know they're not forgotten, dear Lord. We're thanking you, Lord, that the workers will treat them with humility and treat them as if they're serving you, dear God. They'll turn them when they need to be turned, dear Lord. They'll feed them when they need to be fed. They'll do right by them, Lord. They'll just do what it is they were signed on to do, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that the workers will do this, Lord. We thank you for sending help to the nursing homes to help the workers so they don't feel overwhelmed, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for going behind those prison walls, Lord, saving, Lord, saving as only you can save, protecting, Lord. Father God, we thank you for protecting our loved ones, for saving them, Lord, saving those that will be getting out. And when they get out, Lord, let them come out and help someone not go down the same path that they did, dear God. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for breathing breath in our bodies, dear Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We give you the highest praise. Father God, I'm lifting up churches everywhere, dear Lord, asking for peace, Lord, peace, Lord, peace within the church, Lord. Let them work together, Lord. Let them serve you. Let them go to church. Pray, Lord, and then let your spirit go inside of that building, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for visiting, Lord. We thank you for your visitation, Lord. We thank you for working out situations within churches that have confusion going on, dear Lord. We thank you for working it out. We thank you for letting the people know it's not about them, it's not about a title, but it's all about you, dear Lord, and that they're there to serve you, to get strength one from another, dear Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for our president, Lord. I lift him up to you, Lord. Let him continue to seek you, Lord, in how to run this country. Give him strength to deal with every situation he has to deal with. We thank you, Lord, for our leaders, all leaders everywhere. Thank you all for all mothers, Lord, the elderly, dear Lord. Thank you for those that live alone, that you will send someone to check on them to make sure everything is well, Lord, that they're not overheated, that they do have something to eat, that they don't need anything, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for going with them. We thank you for the caretakers that are taking care of those that are home. Let them do right by them. Let them not just receive a check, but do right. Let them take care of them. And Father God, we ask that you protect them while they're taking care of their loved ones, Lord. Don't let them go down doing your will, Lord. Don't let them go down taking care of someone, but continue to give them strength, because we do know sometimes the caregiver leaves before the client do, dear Lord. And we ask that you just give them the strength. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for things being as well as they are. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps. We thank you for allowing us to come together and intercede and pray for one another. We're lifting up the children as they get ready to go back to school, dear Lord. We ask that you just cover them with your precious blood, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come into those schoolhouses. Protect the teachers, Lord. Let no gun violence occur, dear Lord. Father God, let the parents work with the schools to where the children will be obedient, Lord. Lord, work it out that no one will be hurt, no gun violence, no bullying, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you for the blood. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Lord. We're pleading it over the children, Lord, the classrooms and the teachers, school buses, Father God. We just thank you. In Jesus' name we're praying for everyone in their situations. Father God, we thank you. We thank you once again for our life, health, and strength. We thank you for allowing us to be able to intercede for someone else. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us this day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Ella Lily, may so go forth.
Amen. I just want to, I was asking you all to continue to pray for Sister Spratt, who is up for heart surgery. She's not doing too well. And continue to pray for me and my 5 boys. I don't know what happened. I couldn't get in. Thank you so much, Minister Pivot.
All right. And also pray for the conference that she's going to be hosting in Atlanta in August. All right. Go for it.
Yes, ma'am.
On you, Sister
Pivot. Sister Felicia's going to finish praying?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I was praying. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you once again. Father God, we thank you for Mother Lily Mae Stokes, dear Lord. Father God, she's coming to you tonight. She's lifting up the conference that will be held on in August, dear Lord. Father God, let souls be saved, Father God. Let those that's going there travel with no incidents or accidents, Father God. She's lifting up Mother Pratt to you, Sister Pratt, dear Lord. Father God, she needs heart surgery, dear Lord. Father God, we know that you could regulate that heart. We know that you could heal whatever is going on within her body. Father God, give her the strength, Lord. The strength, Lord, to be a living testimony, Lord. Work it out, Lord, for your glory, Lord. Father God, we ask that you just continue to do what you need to do so that she can stand up, sit up, and tell of the goodness of you, dear Lord. Cover this precious angel with your blood. Heal her body. Give her the strength to go through what she's going through, Father God. Father God, continue to pray. We continue to lift up Mother Stokes' 5 boys, Lord, that they will be the young men that you've called them to be. They will be godly men, Lord. They will lead their family to you, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you continue to use them, continue to protect them, continue to bless them, dear Lord. Father God, and Mother Stokes, continue to keep her strong in her body. Continue to keep her in her right mind. Continue to keep her sharp, dear Lord. We thank you for all that she brings to the line. We're thanking you for the car that's on the way, dear Lord. We're thanking you for just working out miracles after miracles, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for Mother Stokes and all that she brings to each and every prayer line, all that she brings to her community and to her church. We thank you, Lord. Thanking you in advance for that great conference that will be going on, the first prayer line conference, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Let it be a blessing and let souls be saved. In Jesus' name we're praying. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Minister Zvita, can you give us a praise song?
What did you say?
Can you give us a praise song? If you have one.
Oh,
if not,
okay.
It's okay. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. Just fine. Just fine. Praise God.
Oh, joy-flowing like a river since the comforter has come. He abides with us forever. Make the sin for his home. Oh, blessed quietness. Holy quietness. What a assurance in my soul. Tell the storm is here, for he speaks to me.
Yeah,
how the billows be to roll.
Oh, bringing life and health and gladness all around this heavenly guest. Banish unbelief and sadness. Change our weariness to rest. Help, blessed quietness, holy quietness. What a sure rock in my soul. Help the storm is here. Oh, he speaks to me how the billow seeks to roll.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, that song was just on time. What a perfect, perfect song for this hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed God. Only the Lord brings that peace and quietness in our hearts and souls. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, my message is, that's the second one. Entitled, God is My Help. God is My Help. And I want you to say that to yourself tonight. Praise God. Because, you know, we may face some things in life, and we don't sometimes don't think about who is our help to bring us through that situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But just say it to yourself right now. God is my help. He's my helper. He's my strength. He's everything. And we're going to look at Psalms 46, starting at verse 1. And it says, God. And it's underlined in my Bible. God. I can put emphasis on that. God. Oh, God. God is our. It didn't just say mine, but it's yours too. Praise God. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. When you're in trouble, when you're going through different things in your life, whatever you have to face, God is your help. A present help in the time of trouble. Therefore will I not fear. Will not fear. Though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Know who God is. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. Though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. Selah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a river. The stream whereon shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of whatever you're going through. God is in the midst of her. Praise God. God's in the midst. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know it. She shall not be removed. God shall help her. And that right early. The heathens may rage. Praise God. And yes, they do try to rage. Praise God. Hallelujah. The heathen. Kingdoms removed. He utters his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. I don't care what's going on, y'all. Don't be troubled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's with you. Whatever we face. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he had made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease Oh, wars gonna cease. Don't worry about them. They gonna come. He said we gonna have wars and rumors of wars, but they gonna cease too. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in the thunder, and burneth the chariot in the fire. Just be still. Be still in your spirit. Keep your spirit in that quiet place with him. And know that I am God. Just know who is in there with you. And I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. He just reminded us again. The Lord of hosts is with you. And God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise God. The God of Jacob, hallelujah, is with us. Praise God. God is our refuge and strength in the very present time of trouble. If we stroll through the Bible, praise God, hallelujah. Everywhere we stroll, praise God, from the front to the back, hallelujah, God always has showed up for his people. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. He'll never leave us, y'all. Come on. He's always brought healing, deliverance, or he sets free, or he's going to save. He's going to do something another in the midst of what you're going through. My Lord, come on, somebody tonight. I don't care what it is. He just told us in these passages that we read. Praise God. And in him, there is healing in his wings. Praise God. He's going to save somebody when you think he's not going to save. Praise God. We just got to pray and be still and know that he is God. Come on, somebody on this lesson tonight. Hallelujah. In him. Look to him. Whence cometh your help? Because all of your help, he said, comes from him who made heaven and earth. God saved Moses' life. He was put in a basket and was shipped down the river. But God's safety was right there in the basket with him, all around him, under, keeping the basket from sinking. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't tell me what a mighty God we serve. God helped the children of Israel when they crossed the Red Sea and called old Pharaoh and all his armies to be drowned. Israel helped. I'm going over there to Deuteronomy right quick. Praise God. Deuteronomy 9:3 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Did I mark it? Praise God. But yes, praise God. Hallelujah. This Deuteronomy, God will help you with your enemies. Yes, he will. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God will help you in whatever. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. My faith is stuck together there. 9:3 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's see what 9:3 says. It reads, understand, therefore, this day, that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before you as a consuming fire. And he shall destroy them, and he shall bring, come on, somebody, he's going to do it. He'll bring them down before your face. So shall thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. God's going to do it. You don't have to worry about a thing. All you have to do is pray and believe him. Believe God. Stand on his word. Believe what he said, praise God. See, we let our faith get drowned, we let our belief get drowned, praise God, but we got to keep the faith. We got to believe, praise God. Believe his word and what he said, praise God. We must know that God is always there and is ready and willing to fight our battles for us. Because we're going to have some battles, somebody. We're going to have some battles. Just know who's in the battle with you. We got to remind ourselves when we face them. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. You right here with me, Lord. You right here with me in this thing. You told me I wouldn't be alone. Praise God. Obedience to the Lord is the secret to our strength. Praise God. To tear down the enemy's camp or whatever the devil is trying to do in your life. Praise God. Because with God, all things are possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. All things. I didn't say something. Praise God. God got it. Praise God. God does things through his own power. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the one that got the power and the strength to remove every dead thing out of your way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's not going to let them take you out. He didn't let them take Joe. He gave the devil to go in there and test him. But he didn't take Job out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man wants to run his home like he wants and do what he wants. But God wanted him to do what he want to do. This is what God wants. God said, don't do what you want to do. They do. When we obey God and keep God in the front of everything, praise God, and do what God say do, it's a different way with us. It's a different walk with us. It's a different talk with us, praise God. Psalms 127. Let's go there, praise God. Let's see what Psalms 127 says and 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain and build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. Praise God. Unless the Lord is in your house, you're going to be in vain. If the Lord is not in that thing, you don't ask him to come in there with you because he knows anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, I love it. Praise God. I'm going to ask the Lord to come in this thing with me. Well, I can't do it by myself. I just can't walk by myself. I can't talk by myself. I can't sing. I can't pray by myself. I need the Lord all the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 4 and 23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing. Like I said, there is healing in this thing. You got to believe it. Healing all manner of sickness and all manners of disease. Jesus went about doing. And if God, oh, come on, somebody. If Jesus is in this thing with you, he's going, what did I say earlier? He's going to heal, deliver, set free, bring salvation. Whatever God got to do, God got it, and he's going to do it. Praise God. Huh? Jesus went about doing these things. He still is. Praise God. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed, didn't I say earlier? God is a healer. Come on, somebody. You got to believe him. You got to believe God for what you want. Praise God. And the last verse said, and there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea, from beyond Jordan, followed Jesus. Just go on and follow him. Don't let nothing pull you down where you going to bow down to what Satan. Oh, the Bible says that we are tempted on every side. Hallelujah. Come, you're going to be tempted of the devil. Call upon Jesus. Call. And God is still healing today. He's still are healing your broken heart. And what I know, Sister Brenda has a broken heart for losing her husband, praise God. She's going to find the emptiness for many days, praise God. Hallelujah, but God is healing, no matter how she feels down. I know Minister Janice don't miss her mother for many days, praise God, but God is in the healing business. We can't do it. God does it. We have to believe God for them. So what do we need to do? We need healing. Call up on him. I am the one to tell you that God heals. Yes, he did. He does. Hallelujah. Man cannot do it. Only my God can help. Praise God. And I believe if I had a testimony tonight, I believe you could tell me something that God has delivered, healed, or set free, brought salvation. I can tell you that he brought salvation into my heart. Praise God. A long time ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can tell you how he healed me. Praise. I can tell you how he done delivered me out of something. Oh, praise. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So we're going to depend upon God. We ain't going to depend upon what might be or what may be. We're just going to depend upon God for whatever he said. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, praise God. Hallelujah. 27, it reads as thus, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms. Y'all, I just wanted to fly when I was studying this. Oh, he got me, God. He got me. He got me. Underneath is his everlasting arms, praise God. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy him. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go on to another verse. And Israel then dwelt in safety alone. You're going to dwell in safety. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down. And the last verse says, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee. O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of the excellent, and thine enemy shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon the high places. Your enemies gonna be found liars, and you gonna tread on the high places. Come on tonight. Ooh, glory be to God. Who else want a word like this tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is a refuge, a dwelling place of his people. Over us is his sheltering protection and his everlasting arms. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord when he just presents himself, praise God, to us at a time, praise God, when things are just raving. But guess what? God is right there in it, because we're going to call upon the Lord. We're going to call upon him, hallelujah, and set our faith like a flint, praise God, and wait on the Lord, because he said, wait on the Lord. Therefore, I say, wait. He said earlier, he said, be still. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be still, be still, be still. Psalms 32, 7 and 8 says, oh, praise God. 32, 7 and 8 says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I said, he delivers a lot. Hallelujah. He's a deliverer. And I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Lord, have mercy upon us tonight. God, we thank you for guiding us with your eye. God is our refuge, our dwelling place for his people. Over us is his shelter and protection, and underneath is his support. Hallelujah, his everlasting arm. Oh, we won't fail if we just be guided, hallelujah, by the Lord, direct teaching, by his teaching, which is his word, praise God, God's instruction. is the only way, the right way. God is a miracle working God, praise God. That Bible opens with miracles and ends with miracles, praise God. He's a miracle God. Hallelujah. He does that for us. He does it all for us, praise God. Who are going to believe, praise God? Who are going to trust, praise God? Hallelujah. God said, follow wholly after him. He told us how to run to him. Instead of running and falling and wanting to give up, run to him, run to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I need your help. Because he said he's a help in the time of need. God wants us to look solely to him so that we won't be going around the same old mountain all the time. Oh, but standing still, being still in him and letting him fight the battle. This year, you don't have to be in the same shape you were last year. This is the year that you can be better by just trusting in the Lord with all your heart. I will say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. That's what David said in Psalms 121. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Praise God. You better know where your help comes from, because your help ain't coming from me. I'm telling you, your help will not come from man. We are only a mouthpiece of the word, and if they're not speaking the word, let it go. Praise God. Because, you know, Job, friend, they tried to bring him down, but Job trusted in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many times we are put to the limits on God. We let our fear set in. When God is waiting for us to call up on him, to trust in him. He is our Father, and he loves us so much. So much that he died on the cross for us and was beaten and bruised for us. If I didn't know, I would call up on Jesus again. Hallelujah. And believe God for everything coming down the pipe. I will call upon Jesus. Praise God. Not putting our trust in him brings on depression, hurt, unforgiveness, sorrow, worry, sometimes suicide. It's on the Lord, people. John 14, my last verse. Let's go over there, and then we'll be out of here. John, praise God, chapter 14 and 16, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Did I mark it? Praise God, hallelujah. I just want to share this last scripture with you. Praise God, hallelujah. I know you trust in the Lord with your whole heart, mind, and soul. And it said, here he will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. The comforter is going to abide with you forever. As long as you keep your faith in him, the comforter, he said, I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to send the comforter. So that comforter is here with you to abide with you in whatever you face, praise God. The comforter is here to bring you through your trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It's my time to go. I left off two scriptures and I meant to, but I just want y'all to get that up of it, praise God, knowing who God is to you. Praise God. He is your refuge. He's going to take care of you through this thing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. We all need the peace of God to rule and reign and abide in us. Praise God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. He will not let anything take us out. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are in him and he's in us. Praise God. Let God be your comforter this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll see you back here on next Sunday at the same time. Minister Zadie on Saturday night for 7 and Minister Janice on Friday night for 8. Be blessed now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye-bye.